Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on the power of regrets, but not in the way that you might think. You see, regrets are generally negative. It implies that you've done something you wish you had not done. But there is a way to use regrets as a motivating power. After dealing with probably hundreds of dying patients, an Australian palliative nurse wrote a blog and then a book entitled The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. The regrets were the following. Number 1. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Number 2. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Number 3. I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Number 4. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And number 5. I wish that I had let myself be happier. Pulling out the keywords, true to myself, hard work, courage, friends, happier. Notice that in the final hour, people don't generally regret the things they did. They regret the things they didn't do. Even the hard work part, I mean, nobody really regrets working hard. So when somebody says they wish they hadn't worked so hard, it really implies that they wish they had spent more time doing other things. The sacrifices were too great. What if in your final hour, you could meet the person that you could have been, the person that didn't hold back, who went on that trip, who spoke up in meetings, who wrote that book, who chose adventure instead of physical goods, who pursued love and friendship with all of their heart. The good news is that you're not on death's door. You have years ahead of you to be the best version of yourself. And when you become truly yourself and don't hold back, amazing things happen. Friendships, adventure, knowledge, health, love, and even wealth. So feel free to regret. Just regret moving forward. Ask yourself if you would regret this particular thing you're hesitating on. Do what you love. Have the courage to speak. Seek the things and the people that make you happy. Spend more time with friends. And please allow yourself to be happier. Give yourself permission and use it as a decision-making tool. So as we shift into the observation phase, we're going to visualize a beautiful setting and repeat a mantra. Close your eyes and imagine that you're sitting on a beach. The sun is setting right in front of you. Take a deep breath and exhale fully. Now repeat the following words slowly until you hear a loud bell. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. Keep repeating these words until you hear a loud bell, and then sit and listen to the waves, knowing that the best is yet to come. Just sit, listen to the waves, and focus on your breath. Congratulations. Come back to the beach with the sunset and remember the words, I deserve to be happy. Come back here anytime and remind yourself of that. This is a good opportunity as you sit here to think about just one simple thing that you need to change so that your future self doesn't regret it. What is a behavior change that you want to make happen that you know is holding you back? You have the opportunity to take that first step right here, right now. And that first step is a commitment to yourself to do this. So what is that thing? Set an intention to write it down and go take the first step. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.